China has BYD now, which is like stolen the market. Mm-hmm. In 3 months, I think Tesla will be a tenth of what it's valued at.
I don't know what he was doing before that.
I respectfully disagree. All right, everybody, welcome to During Business Hours. Today, we're going to chat about Tesla. We're going to chat about Elon Musk and about some, you know, less than desirables in America today. So like, comment, subscribe, give us a little thumbs up, share with a friend. Sharing is caring. And let's get into it on During Business Hours. With all the tariffs and all the crazy shit going on with Canada, mm-hmm. I've been talking to some people, and everyone is very concerned with how the tariffs in Canada are going to affect the United States. Well, Canada backed down from putting extra tariffs, you know. Talk China. A big game, can't really walk a big game.
And then China jumped on their ass from what I heard.
Yeah, so like, pull up with your boys. Can't do it, shut the fuck up.
I saw some of the stats, which was crazy. Like, we get tariffed 260% on, I don't know if it was dairy or eggs or something, but Canada be getting us.
Oh, yeah. They need to make their money. You know, maple syrup manufacturing ain't cheap. Marmalade ain't cheap. Trudeau's hair ain't cheap.
I'm sure Trump's hair ain't
cheap. But some of the lies about fentanyl and the idea that only 1% of the U.S. fentanyl comes through Canada. Everyone believes it.
That's crazy.
They straight believe it. That only 1% of our fentanyl comes. They only catch 1%.
Right.
They only know about 1% because a super lab was busted in October of last year. And I saw it through a video, and then I asked Grok and, you know, found out some info, and I found an article about it from Canada.
That's funny because Canada touches our soil the same way Mexico does. So sure, Canada has their ports of entry, but it ain't hard to just drive on over, you know.
This is hushed the whole time during the election, you know, all the stats that Canada was putting out, Trudeau talking all his shit. According to bc-cb, you know, gc.ca.gov, you know, their version of a government website, it's just a bunch of shit that people can't really think of off the top of their head because it's just dashes and crap. Federal investigators take down the largest, most sophisticated drug super lab in Canada. This was 10/31, my birthday.
Halloween.
The year of our Lord, 2024.
Damn, they crashed the Halloween party.
The Pacific Region RCMP Federal Policing Program has delivered a decisive blow to a major transnational organization crime group, dismantling the largest and most sophisticated fentanyl and methamphetamine drug super lab in Canada.
Wow.
They combined fentanyl and precursors seized at the facility amounted to over 95,500,000 potential lethal doses of fentanyl, which had prevented from entering our communities and exported abroad. Which is funny because 95 million doses.
Is that 1%?
That's half of Canadians.
Damn.
You're telling me only 1%? And they made all of that up to 95 million in what's in stock right now. That could be
restock. And you know that cops be skimming some off the top before they put those stats out too.
Yeah. Well, or you never know. It's Canada. They could be inflating it to get government funding. And like, this is the largest. That could be, yeah. Canada's shady in certain ways. But I thought it was so funny because I had just seen Trudeau talk about, and I'm speaking to Americans, this fight, blah, 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 fixing his hair. Like, he's a Canadian Newsom. Everything's talked up, but he's on his way out.
Wasn't he supposed to resign several months ago?
This is one of those, we listen and we don't judge moments.
I'd be judging.
He's sticking around for long enough to handle business or not. So they busted this, and it wasn't just that fentanyl. There was hundreds of pounds of methamphetamine, cannabis, cocaine. It was a super lab, and they'd been operating for years. Years.
That they know of. It could have even proceeded before that.
Other videos talking about it. It seems to be that some people lived close to the area and knew the people who were arrested for at least 10 years lived in the area. So if you take, this is just one bust of what they currently have in stock. Say it was 3 months to make 100 million doses. That's 400 million a year times 10. You have a shit ton of dead people. And they're not just shipping it down to Mexico. They're not built. No, that's just.
Yeah, it's a what Canadians.
So. Yeah, we don't want it to be just our allies that we're killing. We don't want to make money off of just U.S. We're going to ship it to Mexico, and then it'll go up through Mexico. They'll do whatever they want with it because, you know, we're Canadians. We're kind.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring, and Canadians love our U.S. allies. Look at Niagara Falls. So they busted it. It was in Falkland, British Columbia. And some of the photos on this are crazy because they had trucks, garages, 54 kilograms of fentanyl, 390 kilograms of methamphetamine, 35 kilograms of cocaine, 15 of MDMA, and 6 kilograms of cannabis. In addition to the massive quantities of drugs, the precursor chemicals investigators seized are a total of 89 firearms, 45 handguns, 25 AR-style rifles, and submachine guns, which were loaded and ready for use. Yeah. To date, 9 of these guns have been identified as stolen. The search also yielded small explosive devices, large amounts of ammunition, firearms, silencers, which you boys about to buy one.
That's potential for terrorism, is it not?
No, silencers are just...
No, I mean, all those weapons with the drugs.
But it's Canada. Sentences are light. I don't, you know, it's not like they're all, yeah. High-capacity magazines, body armor, and $500,000 in cash. And the photos do crazy justice where they're just in drums and boxes and wrapped drug satchels.
So we got the Maple Leaf Cartel.
And a lot of people think 95 million doses is like, oh, that's just going to be a single bag, you know?
No.
Like, when I didn't know, I really thought that a lethal dose is a single pill, right? So 95 million pills, you got.
Well, by the law, I guess it could be, because I remember back in the day, I saw something that a singular ecstasy pill could get you manslaughter or murder, something yeah. along those lines.
And there was a lot of people who got hit with that charge.
Yeah. So if
there's people still serving today for that.
So if you're found with a boat of ecstasy, you could potentially never see the light of day again.
I wonder where they keep that in evidence. And how are they going to destroy it? Like OG 2006 drugs where it wasn't dosed with fentanyl?
Flush it and poison our fish? I don't know.
Where do I go swimming?
With the fishies.
So they then basically issued warrants for large shipments. Methamphetamine had been prepared for those shipments, destined for international export in order to prevent an export of these major drug shipments. With assistance from Canada Border Services Agency, federal investigators executed an additional series of warrants, seized 310 kilograms of methamphetamine prior to it departing Canada.
Wow.
Gangpreet Rwanda was identified as the main subject and arrested in federal policing Group 6 investigators. Rwanda is currently in custody and has been charged with numerous drug and firearm offenses. As a part of the crackdown on large-scale production, distribution, and international export of illicit drugs. Basically, they go to how this is a blow against blah, blah, and safety of the Canadians. Nobody gives a shit. There's probably more than one. If you're doing this amount of drugs, it's not like they got one location.
Right.
And he's just a front man. It says, while this investigation is ongoing and one person has been arrested, federal policing and investigators have been able to link the crime to a criminal operation and recent enforcement actions conducted where 30 tons of precursor chemicals were seized in rural property in Enderby, British Columbia. So where's the other people?
Right. Bryan Cranston couldn't even make that much meth by himself.
There's so many. There's no way that this guy could load
right.
drugs by himself. Just the amount of people in the photos and the tanks.
Distribute. All yeah. of it.
It is crazy. The assistant commissioner, David Taboul, commander of the RCMP Federal Policing Program at Pacific Region, is updating, you know, this note on this website every time he gets an update to the case. He basically goes, here's what we've done. Here's what we've grabbed. Here's what was here. Here's what we found. All this fun stuff. They've apparently seized 50,000 liters and over 10 tons of powdered precursor chemicals. 10 tons, we're going to say. Probably could make 100 billion doses.
I have no idea.
They're buying in bulk, babe.
Yeah.
Yet only 1%.
And one person.
And one person. So that means a Googleplex of fentanyl comes in every year? No. Hey, Siri, how much fentanyl comes into the U.S. every year?
That they know of.
I can't use chat. I can use chat GPT to answer that. Okay. Yeah, that's great. You're stupid. So they partnered. Okay. Apple partnered with ChatGPT. So Apple's not so intelligent, is it? How much fentanyl comes into America every year? Determining the exact is a challenge due to the clandestine nature of drug trafficking. However, available seizure data and some insight. Apparently, in 2023, it reported about 13,000 kilograms of fentanyl.
Oh, that's grossly under.
Yeah, so 2023. And then 11,000 pounds at U.S. borders in 2024. Yeah. 1,100 pounds of fentanyl.
Oh, grossly undercalculated.
Yeah, but yet they're assuming they're only catching, you know, so much. Challenge, you know, the challenges, sources, et cetera. I think if they're seizing 5,000 pounds in Canada alone, and they've only seized 1,100 pounds as of December from the U.S. border control, and you're telling me 1% of America's fentanyl comes from Canada, are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, that's...
And you busted one place. Like, good for you. There's 10 more. This is a Hydra.
At least.
Yeah, like... Everyone's seen the Winter Soldier, cut off one, three, take its place. Mr. Gangpreet has six cousins, all with masters from someplace in India for chemical engineering.
Could be, not in my realm.
I thought that was the craziest shit. Just having half a million in cash laying around with 200 guns. That's nuts. So I think Canada is very stupid. But the website itself says, to put things to more context, the 95 million potentially lethal doses of fentanyl have been seized, could have taken the lives of every Canadian at least twice over. Not only this enforcement action potentially saved over 95 million lives, it has also served to deny a transnational organized crime group and an estimated $485 million in profit. What? You make $5 profit per dose? Nah.
I feel like it's more than that.
It's definitely more than that. Like, sure, the pills are cheap, but eh.
Are they?
Yeah. How do you think homeless people get like 3-4 pills a day?
I mean, I'm still curious on how crackheads get crack every single day. Who knows?
That's why you don't live in San Francisco. Everything is open for, for a five-finger discount. I just thought this was the craziest, like, dumbest thing that nobody was talking about. You want to see what Instagram reels I found to piss you off?
Here comes the headache.
So I found, you know, we talk about doing some remodeling in the house and buying some furniture. And you wanted a new fridge.
Oh, no.
And so I found somebody who bought a new fridge from Lowe's. And let's just say she's acting up.
Okay.
Dispatch.
Okay, wait a minute.
Larry, bring me my phone because I need Lowe's on the phone right now.
All right. Okay. All right, look, I'm just trying to get you an understanding.
No, you don't. I have a doctorate degree. There's nothing
for you to understand.
Yes,
degree.
I do.
So we're going to go ahead and...
No, get away from my door. Sit down.
Sit down.
No.
Kidnapping?
No.
Locking him in the house?
That's not my husband.
Can you...
No. No, no, no.
We go to another door. She is crazy.
Damn thing.
Go ahead, load this thing back up, bro. We gone.
Got outside at least.
Yeah, he had to escape.
Ma'am, can you please get out of our truck,
GTA?
Please?
Yep.
You see what I'm talking about, JJ? Oh, they don't pay enough for this, dog.
She attacked
me.
She got his backpack on.
Now she's being restrained, so we missed something.
Why are you bleeding out the mouth?
She stole
his. And I'm pulling charges against you.
His property from the truck.
Larry,
she's
up. Oh, whoa.
Okay,
so
you
hit her own dude.
No, that's
your brother.
Hold the bag.
Man.
No, it ain't her
what's
husband.
In this bag,
it's somebody else.
What's in the
neighbors
bag?
And all.
I go, okay. Right. I'm good.
She's crazy as hell. All I told him was that the refrigerator don't fit.
Wow.
I didn't punch her.
Yeah, I know you didn't.
We recorded the entire time.
I saw that. and a little bit more of an extended information because she took the measurements before she left the house and it needed to be 31 inches or less.
That was for the intake of where you set your fridge.
Where the fridge goes.
Nobody ever remembers the doors. I've done it too. I've bought couches. Done
that too,
Listen, shit happens.
Yeah. So
it's a simple return.
So that was with the problem is she found a 31 inch fridge, but her door frame only allowed for 30 inches. So no matter which way you cut it, that fridge wasn't coming inside the house.
No, it was not. And the loader is like, hey, we can just leave it out here for you or put it in your garage. He's very cordial. I will give the loader an A plus.
Yeah. She was like, I could have my brother take the door off the hinges. And he was like, that's not going to add the space.
It's door frame. You have to take the door, whole door frame out, cut it out.
Right.
Which some people do. And then they'll just handle business afterwards.
Right.
Your option. You're the homeowner. What you are not allowed to do is kidnap the delivery driver.
Right.
Force him to your bidding, which is wild. Commit battery. Felony. Felony, battery, aggravated assault.
She got in the car with the engine on.
Oh, yeah. So that's Grand Theft Auto. Personal property, larceny.
That guy wasn't wrong when he was like, we don't get paid enough for this. I'm sure he don't.
It just reminded me of times where I've had crazy customers. And thank God I'm not trapped at somebody's house. But I had a guy who I went, and I believe it was like a PC tune-up. Old man, lived in an old folks home. Sure as shit, it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this was the one that was on Garfield and Fair Oaks.
Okay.
Yeah. So Eschaton, right?
There you go.
Yeah. Eschaton. And I don't think he knew what he was calling for. So I get there, I handle it, do the tune up, little virus, you know, check. Everything's fine. He has kids that come around like once a month. They don't know how to do it. They're older because he's like 90.
They're 50, like 60.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, so let's render payment. Let me get your card. Boom. It was like he forgot who I was the moment I grabbed his card. Like, why do you got my card? You know, amnesia, whatever. So then I asked for help because there's a giant red button and they didn't want me to leave. I'm like, I'm just going to leave and I'll send the bill to them and we'll take it to collections, do whatever. I'm just, I'm not paid enough to deal with.
Right.
But I wasn't like stopped from leaving in the way like somebody blocked the door. It was more like, you can't leave until we figure this out. But it just freaked me the hell out that could happen to somebody. Because like $20 an hour ain't enough. It ain't enough, man, right, to deal with women like this.
Every time I see a situation like that, I'm reminded, one of my uncles, one of freaking 26 of them, we were on vacation visiting them in LA. And I think he was calling either cable or internet, something like that. And he was real unhappy with whatever his issue was. So he calls into the customer service line. Somebody gets on the phone and immediately he's like, I need your supervisor. You do not make enough money for the attitude I'm about to have. And she was,
that's a very nice way of saying it. That's a very nice way.
She's like, hold on.
So sticking with the theme of crazy women, you know, I've dated some crazy women.
Yep.
You're a crazy woman.
Not so sure anymore. I've seen a couple videos. I feel like I'm not acting up to my full potential.
Please don't.
Stop. Stop.
Break in my car. They're right there. Okay. This is what she's doing.
Okay. You want to break your window?
Yeah. Do it.
No, I'm not judging her. She just had that baby.
Stop recording me. Stop recording me.
She's breaking my window now.
Stop recording me. You see how you don't love me?
Well, stop breaking me.
Then stop recording me.
No, I don't put no faith in those videos because what was he doing before he turned that camera on? If you're going to sit there and antagonize me and then turn on the camera, that's like a newborn baby. She's already hormonal. I don't know what he was doing before that.
I respectfully disagree. That's his car.
So what if she's in there trying to make the baby bottle and he was like, listen, bitch, you can make me a sandwich or I'm getting with your sister. And she was like, You ain't going to my sister's house if I'm in your fucking car breaking windows. We don't know what happened before he turned that camera on. Real convenient timing for him.
That's one hell of a story. That seems personal.
You have no idea what either side of that was happening.
I don't know who you are.
I don't know who he is either.
And just damaging the property and refusing to let him leave is wild. I know you've seen the one, like the lady who called the cops on the boyfriend, said he beat her up. I had showed you the one where African-American gentleman, and then she played that, oh, my car didn't work, and that's why I was calling the cops.
I did see that.
With
that
the wheel locked.
Ignorant.
I've never seen a dumber woman. So she goes to jail, rightfully so.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of domestic abuse stories lately, and this one was just, this was very dumb. Like, why are you just going to rip the car apart? You're going to stop. Say this is a guy with a job and needs to go to and from the job. Now he's going to get a ticket, possibly arrested. I don't know why women vandalize boyfriends' cars. Like, if I was in a relationship and I was a woman and I was like, you know what, you're not leaving me, I'm going to show you a video of what I would do that is much more convenient than messing up somebody's car. Because doing that, sure, it's very one-sided because a car is easier to prove that it's just yours with the registration. Now, a little tidbit for women out there. If you are cohabitating with a person and you're like, I'm living here or I'm staying here 3 days a week. You are technically a resident. Everything in there is up for, oh, this is mine or we shared it, et cetera.
Nine tenths of the law type deal.
Yeah. So if you were to do, say, some stupid things, you could do something like this.
When you decide to leave a crazy woman.
Oh, hell no.
That's.
Oh, just wait. I think she ran out of Sharpies. Now, she's definitely crazy. But this gets you less trouble than vandalization.
Some people like the toxic. I'm sure that's not the first thing she did, and he's still there, so he must love it over there.
Not you, just previous experiences. Men are stupid.
Yeah.
The PlayStation will clean off. Most of this will clean off with some 99% alcohol.
I really feel like if he wanted to call that in, she might get a 72-hour hold.
No.
But then she's going to be home and they're going to love it.
I was a resident. That's my property. Boom.
Look at this.
It's civil.
Got tracks.
Yeah. But a car with registration in one person's name, that's just vandalization.
Unless there's a ring on the finger, then it doesn't matter whose name, it's everybody.
If you go out and destroy my car right now, you'd get a charge. Because it's vandalizing one, even if it's in just my name, you could say we're married, whatever. Still get a domestic abuse.
Perhaps.
Whatever.
Never gone that road, so I don't know.
God.
Try.
Damn, nope.
Act up to your full potential. It is a Tesla. We could say that it was in protest.
I mean, I don't know, because one of my intrusive thoughts, not even in anger, I was like, what is anybody going to do if I just flip this table right now? Like, really just went in the kitchen and flipped it. What's anybody going to do? But that's an intrusive thought, and it wasn't even in anger.
You don't flip the table. I built that table.
Well, here's the thing, is when we were moving, I went to actually lift the table in the moving process. I couldn't flip it if I wanted to.
Yeah. Okay. It is solid. I've built that.
Yeah.
It is solid.
It's like a 500-pound table.
Legs alone, I think, were 275.
I don't know how angry I'd have to get for the adrenaline to help in that, but I couldn't if I wanted to.
Now, on a more personal side, have you ever been called at 2 a.m. for a booty call?
I didn't pick up the phone, but sure.
Okay. You never got picked up at 2 a.m. to head over to a man's house. Even you were dating, whatever. Never. Now, as a woman, would you expect that you got a 2 a.m., let's just assume, call?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, you want to come over, smash, do the business.
Right.
And then he's like, you know, let's grab some snacks. We're going to hang out a little bit. And then she's like, no, I'm not feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
The man has two options.
But he's going to get angry.
Would you be surprised if he was upset?
Trauma. That's expected.
You're seriously going to take me home right now because I don't want to fuck.
This. Bro, yes.
Why? I thought we were having a good time. Like, we were having a good-ass time just chilling with each other. We just got some snacks. Like, why can't we just go to the movies or something? I don't want to go home right now.
I drove a half an hour here. It's 2 a.m. I'm not coming to hang out with you, bro. I want to fuck. What are you talking about?
Why are you talking to me like that?
Bro, we grown as fuck, bro. I'm not playing with you. I don't have time for this shit. I'm taking you home. I'm being nice and respectful.
You think that's respectful? That's respectful.
It is hella respectful. I already took a honey pack and some more shit. Guys, let me fuck. Bro, get the camera
A honey pack? Guys.
Bro, get the fuck out, for real.
Origin. Huh? That's what women mean. Sometimes we feel like if we don't, it's going to be a bad time. So did we agree to the action? Yes. Was there fear involved in it? Yes.
Okay. Well, in this instance, he's just saying, I'm taking you home. You don't want to put out? Great. I don't think he's wrong. If you answer a call at 2 a.m.
Yeah, she wasn't going to the movies. Like,
yeah, we're not hanging out at 2 a.m. There's only one thing. This is where I say, like, some women put themselves in bad situations for no reason. Hey, hit me up tomorrow when it's daylight and we'll kick
it. Well, here's the thing, too, is maybe at the time when she answered the phone call, she was like, sounds like a good time. Yeah. They get together and she was like, you know what? I'm not feeling that no more.
So go back home and don't be upset about it. Don't start recording. Don't make it a big deal.
That's where the fear comes in, because now he's got an attitude. So is this about to get worse than just some angry words? I don't know.
What? I was a very angry 20-something-year-old. I had never had that happen to me when I was picking up a booty call. And I'm just saying, I felt for the guy because I drove 2 hours to Folsom once. Through a nightmare of like 2 DUI checkpoints and a bunch of stuff. It was bad to pick somebody up, to drive them all the way back to North Islands. And like, there was a bunch of stuff going on at 2:30 AM. The streets should have been clear. Yeah. And on the way back, you know, there's an expectation, you know what you're going to do. There's business to handle. If she would have said no, I'd be like, all right, I'm just going to take you back home. But you know the transaction that's happening.
Yeah, but I pick you up. Change in a man's voice that now we're on edge.
Only after, like, you just ruined. Well, he drove for 30 minutes, like 45 minutes of his time, and the expectation. It was Christmas morning when he was on the way.
Again, we don't know what happened before that. Maybe there was just something in his temperament or his personality that she was like, you know, this isn't the vibe for me tonight.
I just don't think she should have been angry at the, we're driving back home. That's crazy to me. So I'd love to stay on the pissing you off, you know, aspect of women.
Oh, my God.
But this is different. This was another
one.
Hey,
I have a question.
No, we're not answering questions.
Why?
Because you're a Trump supporter.
I know, but don't you guys want our money?
No, actually, we don't. Get out of my bar right now.
You're not welcome.
I'm not fucking around. Get out of my bar.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Out.
Because I'm wearing a Trump vest. That's wild.
I don't care. Get out.
We can call the police or you can just leave.
You know this is like discrimination, right?
Oh, woo-hoo! Woo-fucking-hoo! Get out of my bar.
Hey, I have a question.
No, we're not
even. The chatterbox in Indiana.
Discrimination is always a double standard, is it not?
It is. It's crazy how, you know, some people would be like, my rights are taken away and I have no freedoms and my womanhood. And then get the F out of my bar because you're voting for somebody. I just thought that was so funny. Like, if what's that Cash Me Outside girl? If that was said, like if she just popped in and was like, cash me outside, how about that? It would have fit perfectly.
You know what's funny? Because
her whole world outside of that bar would have been.
Just to sidestep for a second, my parents used to watch Dr. Phil when she had that episode, when she first got her first 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Now we got Bad Baby beefing with Alabama Barker. Cool.
Travis Barker's daughter, if you didn't know, like you're old.
But right after that, right after Bad Baby, who at the time was just Danielle, right after she had her Dr. Phil episode, it was like a week later, I went to Long John Silver's or something with my parents. We're standing at the register.
Fish in the market.
Whatever. So I'm standing at the register with my parents, and you know, me and my mom are always super jokey. So she said something slick but funny to me, and I was like, catch me outside. And then my dad walks up from way back there looking at the menu. And so he walks up and he's like, how about that? And the cashier is just looking at us like, what do you want to eat, man? I wonder if that cashier thinks about us. What are you doing?
No. Watch my kids ever tell me to catch me outside. How about that? You're going through the fucking window. I will defenestrate them instantly. If that was a serious comment, you know what I mean? Like, I stepped up to my dad at like 16 and I got straight backhanded in the funniest way, where it wasn't like one of those girly, like, upper hands. It was like he was handling something, you know, holding something on a shelf, and then whap, like downward. And I was just,
my situation was pure jokey, though.
I think that backhand turned me gay for 15 seconds. And I was like, you didn't.
You clutched your perfect curls.
No, everything sucked up. And I was like, no, Dad, and ran away like this. It was, yeah.
Yeah, I think my situation was like, we're at the register, and I was like, I think I'm going to try some fish sandwich dill. My mom's like, you really going to eat that? So I just looked at her. I'm like, cash me outside.
You're really in Long John Silver's. I'm really going to eat that. It used to be hella good, but Long John Silver's is so long.
There's a reason. Yeah. I don't know if there's a store open for them anymore, but they've really shut down a lot regardless.
Tesla is down 50% since December 12th. He did his Nazi salute and all that fun stuff. Apparently their valuation was close to like $200 billion.
Before or after the plummet?
Before.
Okay.
And it's down 50%. So it's like close to 70 or 80 billion or whatever. It was like almost 200 billion, 150 billion. So Tesla loses half its money.
Mm-hmm.
Trump was roughly $438 billion worth of a man. Richest man in human history of all time. Surpassing Rockefellers. Even
Rothschild?
Yes. Even, not those are a family, not a person. So I understand, you know, the Saudi Arabia and Putin's probably richer, et cetera. But on paper, for recorded history, he is the richest person to have ever lived, ever. At that point. And then Zeke Heil, not. So we've been talking about how Tesla's kind of shitty for their battery issue and what we have to deal with out here. And we thought it was weird that their 0% APR keeps popping up, but it's super limited. You've
been less than happy with Tesla for a long minute now.
All of a sudden, the resale values keep dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Keep dropping, keep dropping, keep dropping. I should have taken a valuation of my car when I was thinking of trading it in. Keep dropping, keep dropping. Somebody just offered me their car for $40,000, which is way above sticker price. I'm like, dude, even your resale price, I could go and get a brand new one.
Mm-hmm.
$3,000 more.
Right.
Like, no way. I bought it this, but look it up. They sank this Model Y, et cetera. And so I started looking into it. Like, I don't mind Elon Musk as a person. I think he's shitty as like certain things he's done, but I'm not like hateful for him.
Yeah.
I don't see him as some dictator bullshit like everyone sees Trump in him. I think he's genuinely trying to do something and he's suffering for it. Not that he can really suffer. If you got a billion in the bank, there's nothing to suffer about. Everything else from there is just paperwork.
Right.
It's not hurting him with all these protests and these idiots are burning cars and they're trying to shoot it at the cars in the dealership. They lit them on fire. Chicago's got armed police in lines. Nobody wants to buy a car in line. The crazy thing I'm getting here too is Tesla's going to be so cheap and that even it's being driven out of there. We're number one buying Teslas here. China's number two. China has BYD now, which is like stolen the market.
Mm-hmm.
In 3 months, I think Tesla will be a tenth of what it's valued at.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's dropping like crazy.
It'll be affordable for all the Californians who are getting that kill switch and want a car before it's intact.
I'm worried about my updates and my warranty if Tesla fails. Because if they don't replace the CEO, I think it'll balance out. We're in 2020 to 2024, everything got overhyped and inflated. Tesla being one of them.
Everything needs to get knocked down several pegs.
They are 10x of Ford. The money they lost in the last 3 months,
mm-hmm.
is every automaker combined. Jeez. The valuation dwarfs all of them. They could have taken that money and bought fucking everyone. Ford, BMW, Volkswagen, Ferrari, Lamborghini, all of them. And burned them. Which is crazy.
They're an anti-monopoly against that, though.
Yeah, but still burning $200 billion. You know, crazy. If it goes to, you know, like a regular car company, not just a tech company, because Apple is a tech and a manufacturer and provider. That's why they're so expensive. You know, they make so much money. They make nearly $100 billion a year in profit. Wow. You know how much Tesla makes on a good year?
Not a clue.
$14 billion. You know how much they made last year?
No.
$7 billion.
$7 billion more than I got.
So, and I'm talking, like, this is for all the people that I know that love Tesla and love their stock, and we made money in 2020. Woohoo. Like, I know the specific group of people, and I'll post this video into that Discord group. Listen, guys, short this fucking stock. Short it. It is not going to make a return. And these people are all talking like, oh, it'll be back up in 2-3 months. As a Tesla user and a person who sees the problem, it is overinflated and everyone's had their fun. Even the people at the top. Elon Musk gets paid in stock. His brother gets paid in stock. And all the CEO, CFO.
Are the top three, do they have say in Tesla?
Yeah, but they get paid in stock, right? How do you think they make their money? They usually sell a portion of the stock and keep the stock and let it vest.
Okay.
Nobody's kept the stock in the last year.
Wow, they're all
jumping. All of them ship. Everyone has sold it, like $11 billion worth of stock. Is that not telling you something?
Yeah, when the high ups are bowing out. Take note.
It's reported to the SEC, I believe, like who buys and sells at that level.
Who's holding how much?
Nobody's holding. Nobody.
Abort except for Elon mission. Musk.
That's crazy.
Watch us be hella wrong and that shit freaking quadruple by the end of the year.
But somebody has to put in a lot of money. If they get capital investments, because somebody's always buying and selling, no matter what the trends say. I just thought it was crazy that they're... If they estimated your P&E or your profit and your earnings, that company should be roughly $8 billion.
Wow. I feel like that's not enough for what they're doing. Like what they could be evaluated. That's what
Ford
at.
Is valued at, 7-6.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Let me see what Ford is at currently. P&E ratio is 6.53 as of March 13th. Operating profit of $10.2 billion, which is an increase of 37%. Year over year, because it was 5.9 last year, a revenue of $185 billion, $38.25 billion. Enterprise valuation of $170 billion. Tesla's valuation currently is up 10% today, but it's 249 cents a share. Its peak valuation was $1.54 trillion.
Wow.
You get the difference there, right? From 150.
They sold at the right time then, I would hope for them. Yes.
Ford, like America's car company. I hate Fords.
Yeah.
But let's just give it to them that they make a lot of money because you got a lot of rednecks everywhere buying Fords. And there's apparently 60% of rednecks in America. Who knew? So they say with Trump supporters.
Damn.
77 million of us. Yeehaw. But for some reason, they are down, you know, or they're up and Tesla is down. Their net income is down 70%. Damn.
It's a rough year.
It is.
Kind of, I guess. I mean, if you still got a couple billions, how rough is it really? But
oh, yeah. There's a thing by Fortune that says what Elon Musk, without Elon Musk, what would Tesla be? And basically it says that it would be like a $7 billion company. I didn't read this whole thing, but it was featured in a video I saw. And fundamental earnings in 2024 were $4.2 billion, not $7, I'm sorry.
Damn.
It is one of the 10 largest automakers outside of China, and the group that encompasses Ford, GM, and U.S., Stellantis, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Volkswagen. It just... engulfs everyone. So it has a P&E or profit and earning of 20, which is still three times the norm for car makers outside the world's second biggest economy. And of course, Tesla is the riskiest of stocks and shown by wildly careening charts since the election. Investors will want at least 10% annual return to strap themselves in for the lurching ride. Since Tesla doesn't pay a dividend, reaching that number would require its stock price to double in 7 years from 282 today to, well, whenever this was written, to 564. We'll assume the share count remains in today's levels. In the scenario, the market cap would twofold, as well as hitting $1.91 trillion by early 2032.
Damn.
I don't think so. This just makes wild assumptions. So just with everything else, then you got his rocket exploding, you know, which happened recently. Then him trying to give a Tesla to Donald Trump, which happened at the White House.
Trying to? So does that mean it did not happen?
The president can't fucking drive and nobody realizes that. He's not allowed to drive.
You don't need to be able to drive to have a Tesla. I mean, that makes sense for New Yorker,
7 years. Let's say for the 4 years he's president, he'll be 82. As still a billionaire at 82, I don't think he should drive. Especially not a Tesla.
There's plenty of people born and raised in New York who just, maybe they could drive. They just never had the need or the care to. So they just don't.
He lives in Florida.
I mean, on the opposite spectrum of that, Cardi B don't drive either. But she'd be rapping about all the cars she's got. She just don't drive none of them.
Yeah, that lithium battery is bad to just sit and like stew.
Yeah.
It needs to be driven.
Maybe he could have gave it to one of his kids.
Let's hope. But it was publicity, surely, to try and raise that 10% today.
Right.
I don't think it's going to work. I think Elon Musk needs to step aside, handle the Doge stuff, handle Starlink, handle Neuralink, handle the Boring Company, handle X, and he'll be fine. Let Tesla do its thing. It's going to crash and burn without him.
Got his Sell hand your in stock. Too many pots.
Yeah, too many pots. But I think if he did walk away from Tesla, you would have the crazy liberals going like, oh my God, I told you so. He's just trying to get into the government.
You got any kids that are old enough to pass that off to? I know his oldest, he's disowned, but how old is the next? Well,
Sorry, the child is mentally unstable. Like, and they've even said they have problems. Nine. I think he has seven, right? Doesn't he have seven?
14, sir. Well, 13 and someone pregnant at this moment.
Okay. So yeah, there's only seven listed, which is fun. You got Damian Musk, Saxon, Griffin, Kai, Tau, Techno, Mechanus Musk, Nevada, Alexander Musk. So NAM, KM, SM, GM, and DM. I'm not going to get into that, but it's funny. Yeah, everyone agrees that these elite schools are like full on communism. Like you saw what happened with the guy who got deported.
I don't know. He's got a kid in Nevada that was born in 2002, so that's probably the next oldest.
And that is the one that died.
Oh.
Yeah. I just read that from people.com. Going from that, they are deporting terrorists that have green cards. Do you think that's all right?
Yeah, it's a terrorist.
Okay. What if it's a college student who is protesting that has a green card?
There's got to be more context. Okay, to that.
I'm from Pakistan.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know what? ISIS is a good thing. And I'm going to school at Columbia. And I'm like, I support ISIS. I support Hamas. I wish I could be involved. Let me contact some of these
organizations.
And then they have ties to like end the government, death to the infidels, all the crazy shit on their website. You're actively in like protest with someone that could be considered terroristic.
Mm-hmm.
Can I be deported?
Yeah.
Abso-fucking-lutely. And people are throwing a fit because, what's his name? Muhammad Akbar Jihad. Muhammad Khalil is detained in Louisiana. Is a protester who is now a citizen. He has his green card. At the time, in 2022-23, was protesting in Colombia where all the shit went down. And he was one of the figureheads of, or leaders of those protests, calling for all the changes, anti-Semitism, you know, like they were doing anti-Semitism and basically anti-Jewish things, which, cool, great, you're doing your thing, you want to protest, sit like they did in the 60s, like have a powwow. You're not going to move. Chain yourself to something that's public property, a tree, whatever. You don't want to cut the tree down. Chain yourself to the tree. Save the tree. Don't throw Molotov cocktails. Don't beat up students. Don't forcibly move people out that this is a anti-Jewish zone. Yeah, so Mr. Khalil gets deported. Everyone is going crazy about it. And they call for ICE to let him go. Nobody wants
Why do they think he needs to not be deported? Because he has a green card?
Yeah, he has a green card.
Okay, then put him in prison. You're not a free man on this soil acting like that.
Well, no, because it turns out that if you have a green card, you are not allowed to participate in anti-American. You can't be here and want our freedoms and then say they're not good enough and be involved with ISIS or terrorism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be appreciative. Like, I know I'm not always appreciative about America, but I love America. I just think certain things should be changed. I'm just not going to burn it down to do so.
Yeah.
I could vote. I can call a congressman. I can annoy the shit out of politicians. And that's where I'm going to leave it today. He needs to sit in his jail or go to Guantanamo and his wife can cry and do all that shit. She was probably involved. There's no way she's married to that person and not understanding of exactly what he's doing. So that's where I stand today.